Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, mini boneheads. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from my home on Monday, August 19th, Two Oceans 13. Oh, man, did I have a great time interrupting movies at the Alamo Drafthouse, Kansas City, with Chris Cubis and DC Pearson. And I'll play the audio from the opening moments of last night's interruption of Freddy versus Jason at the end of this shorty. Tonight, after the sold-out interruption of Now You See Me at Cinefamily in L.A., we'll be taping, finally taping, a new ep of Dining with Doug and Karen that should plop sometime tomorrow. Friday night, I'll be moderating a Q&A with Edgar Wright, Simon Pegg, and my new best friend Nick Frost at 7:15, or at the 7:15 showing. I'm not sure if it's going to be before or after, of The World's End at the AMC in Century City. So come on down for a great movie, and then hopefully a great chat with its makers. Of course, schedules permitting, as always. Now it's time for Not for Emetophobes. In Kick-Ass 2, when you hear the word sick stick, run from the theater. This has been Not for Emetophobes. September 7th and 8th, I'll be in Pennsylvania. September 9th, New York City. September 14th, St. Louis. September 15th, Milwaukee. DougLovesMovies.com for deets and links. And now, here are the opening moments from last night at the Alamo Drafthouse in downtown Kansas City. And as always, the N-word is a shithead.
People getting their seats. Hey, everybody! Welcome to the Benson Movie Interruption! I had them put that on the screen so I'd remember what it's called. So I had a nice sesh out in the parking lot just now. Is everybody good? You ready to order some drinks? Some food? Draft House style? Kansas City Alamo Draft House. Let's hear you guys. I just went through a traumatic experience. I had to sit through Bad Boys 2, or I should say I, in its entirety, and that was a rough ride. Still went by quicker than the much shorter Laura Croft 2 that we saw yesterday. So I think I'm, what do they call it, batting 500? People that know sports? Hey, what's up? Very casual vibe for this one. Place was packed for Bad Boys 2 because I think people like thought of that movie fondly until we got our hands on it and pointed out how it's crazy. And I'll talk to my guests about it in a second after they come down here. They're going to start making their way down. They interrupted Laura Croft with me yesterday and then Bad Boys 2 today. Please give a big warm welcome to DC Pearson and Chris Cubis.
Thank you.
Walking in with their hot mics.
Hot mics.
Yeah, you get right on mic really fast. I'm proud to say that Chris Cubis, my friend and comedian from, he's a local Austin phenom, and I met him there, and then you guys thought for a second I thought I was in Austin. And I met him there, and then he is going to, he's willing to transplant himself to Kansas City to bring more of these movie interruptions to you guys here at the Draft House. And so he's going to recruit the best local comedians and touring comedians that he can get. A lot of funny people come through here. I'll come back for sure. And folks like D.C. Pearson might make an appearance. Woo! We haven't mentioned to any of the crowds this weekend, to remind them to buy your book.
Yeah. Do you guys know those crowds? Tell them to.
If you could tell the other people.
Not one, but two. Published novels, The Boy Who Couldn't Sleep and Never Had To, and Crap Kingdom is the most recent one. If you like anything that we're about to do.
If you like Boys or Crap, do you like
boys,
those books?
Crap. Just anything from German porn, basically. You'll love my books.
But how crazy was Bad Boys 2? I do not remember.
Is it less feedbacky?
That's what I'm trying to. Yeah, you guys are close to each other. Don't get near me.
Okay.
Just trying
it's like
to.
A feedback lightsaber fight.
Don't cross the streams.
Bad Boys 2. Yeah, Bad Boys 2, I feel like people like remember it fondly for some reason. I have friends who are like, oh, Bad Boys 2, so crazy action movie, awesome. I guess if your favorite part of action movies is the part where people are just like, so you're going to not be a cop anymore, huh? No, man, sorry, but my ass hurts. And then people just talk about how their ass hurts for 2.5 hours until your ass hurts.
It's a lot of very strange dialogue. It's very, yeah. It seems like it was made up by the actors.
And I feel like Will Smith has never said the N-word as often as he does in that movie. He says it like 9 times in that one scene.
There's this one crazy scene where he is waving a gun and a drink at a 15-year-old boy, and he says the N-word a dozen times.
N-word is our most precious natural resource. And Will Smith just blows through half of our national N-word.
It's very strange, because you'd think that they would call each other that before they call a child that. But they don't. They respect each other as men. But when that boy comes around to try to bang the one guy's daughter... Which isn't even what he was... That kid was so innocent.
He's a nice kid.
That kid took it pretty good. He just stood there like... He kind of had fuck you in his eyes. He stood his ground, I should say. What do you mean, aw? I'm proud of that guy, and it was Miami. And you, Chris did make some stand your ground joke at some point during the movie. Yeah, I was making Caddyshack riffs, but you were...
Topical.
Yeah, you were...
Edgy, I think.
But when they showed that subway car, I was trying to think of a Fruitvale Station reference, and I just couldn't get the wording right. Couldn't get it just racist enough.
So what we're saying is no matter what, this Freddy vs. Jason screening will be full of Fruitvale Station references that you, the comedy audience, crave and deserve.
And I'm sorry I didn't say this sooner, but the print never arrived, so the three of us are going to perform Freddy vs. Jason as a short play.
I'm versus.
You'll be the referee.
Yeah, yeah.
Very colorful, amazing referee.
I'm excited for Freddy vs. Jason.
Okay, well, that's what I was trying to get to earlier, was the fact that there's a lot of empty seats. Like, more people were excited about Bad Boys 2, but I think you guys might have made the right decision. Because this movie is an hour shorter.
Sure. And it's one Destiny's Child member larger. It's perfect. Kelly!
Oh, I do like that about it.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it. Yeah.
I just shut him down.
Yeah, I forgot that I was going to get to see her.
Sure, Beyonce's married to Jay-Z. She's on like billion-dollar tours, but Kelly is in Freddy vs. Jason.
Yeah.
10 years ago, Kelly has met Robert Englund.
What is she playing in? Like a hotshot reporter who's trying to find out the secrets of these.
She's a teenage girl. She plays a girl that hates hockey masks, so it's not going to go well for her.
Oh, but she's okay with long knives. So that's the kind of riffs you're going to hear throughout the entire movie. I haven't seen it in probably 10 years since it came out. We're celebrating it here on its 10th anniversary. But Chris knows it pretty well, you think?
I'm a fan. I have to say I'm a fan.
All right.
I don't know why, but I am.
That's great. And that's what how many people here like this movie? There you go. So let's sit here. Let's give it the respect it deserves. Just quit with the stupid jokes and just talk about how awesome it is.
I'm not as much of a Freddy vs. Jason fan. I've always been more of a Chucky versus the Blair Witch guy.
Wait, what? Standing. That was a thing?
No, that would be great, though.
Just an hour and a half of a doll standing in a corner. That's all it is.
How about Sharknado versus Pacific Rim?
Oh, fuck.
That'd be a fun movie.
Yeah.
Sharks in a storm against, against robots. I'd see that.
Sure.
Daft Punk could do the soundtrack. Because they're the saddest robots. Let's do this, you guys. Let's all watch together. I'll be hanging out in the lobby after the show. Some nice people came up to me and said, let's get a picture. And I said, let's get it afterwards. And so I'm lying to you right now when I say I will be in the lobby. No, I will be hanging out because I love this place. I never want to leave. They've got all the video games they have in the lobby are exactly when I played a lot of video games. They're all from the exact, like, Dragon's Lair and Galaga. It's, like, perfect. And you just walk up to them and start playing them. And I got to thank Tim League, the guy that created the Alamo Drafthouse chain, because they're doing it right. Yeah. It's sweet. And I'll come back and do a, for those of you who listen to it, I'll come back and do a Doug Loves Movies podcast in one of these theaters. Maybe one of the 38 theaters upstairs. That would be a real exclusive crowd. Yeah, fight to get a ticket. No, we'll do it here in the big one. 200 people strong. Except when you're showing Freddy vs. Jason.
And you can catch me in the lobby. I'll be getting a kill screen on Dig Dug. It's for my King of Kong and Dig Dug fans. That's about as obscure as I'm going to go during the movie, so don't enjoy.
I hope that's about as obscure as you're going to go.
I say we skip this and just go watch the Blues Brothers out in the lobby.
There's two fucking guys out at the bar, and they're not eating dried white toast or four fried chickens and a Coke. They're just eating regular stuff, so I figured out it's not really the Blues Brothers. But they are going to actually perform karaoke as the Blues Brothers in the lobby.
Oh, yeah. They already did a couple songs.
Oh, you watched them do it?
Oh, yeah. And, not great.
And what happened?
They're both Jake.
I didn't want to see you joke.
Hey.
He told me they were both Jake, and I said, oh, yeah, the two Jakes. That's the classic karaoke or whatever. Can I please order some stuff? I'm going to write it down on my little piece of paper. I love ordering food during the movie, but I also love that there's a little pen and a little piece of paper. Like, this theater and a miniature golf course are the only places where if I think of a joke, I can jot it down immediately. I'm grateful for that.
Oh, and something the Bad Boys 2 audience didn't realize, if you're in the front row, you don't need to suggest jokes to us.
Is that guy back? Let me see if I can find him. Yeah, there was a guy sitting next to D.C. or close to D.C. who was really mouthy. Like, at the beginning, as we were taking our seats, I said, let's enjoy Bad Boys 2. And then I walked over to my seat, and I could hear him going, are you guys going to get thrown out if you're talking during the movie via microphones? And I went, are you going to stop talking? Like, real seriously. And then I sat down, and then I didn't hear him again, but I bet you it was bad because you were sitting right next
to
him.
Yeah, he was throwing out a few zingers, and then I leaned forward, probably around the end of Act 1, and I looked at him.
So about 2 hours into it.
Yeah, about 2 hours into it. And I gave him the no-finger shush, just none of this, just shh. And then that ended his comedy career, I think.
All right, well, if he's back, I apologize for how much
he was quiet after that. He was cute.
No, I kind of snapped at him because I was just like, wow, this guy's asking me a question right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bad Boys 2. Hey,
I was wondering, just a thought I'd throw out at you. That was another weird thing, is Will Smith is like, he's got the gift of gab, but in that movie, every time Martin Lawrence, every time the possibility that Will Smith had sex with Martin Lawrence's sister, every single time, he can't speak. He's like me right now, just mumbling and stuttering through it.
It was weird,
yeah,
right?
That's it, and then another.
I was weighing like 7 pounds, and I was going on like a pursuit of happiness. And,
Hancock! Just listen to me. This is trying to make sense anymore. Hancock, bitch. I'm a legend. I'm a robot.
That works in that voice.
I'm a robot. Listen, you guys, we gotta start this. This is what happens when I'm not looking forward to a particular movie, is like just the talking part is longer at the beginning, because I'm just like, I'm having so much fun doing that with my friends, that I want to say one more thing about Bad Boys 2. There's a point where they're like, alright, well, I guess it's time to throw some cats and iguanas in bags over the wall. And then we're like laughing and joking around about it, and then a few minutes later, they start throwing iguanas and cats over the wall. Yeah, because that's the first steps to staging a home invasion, is you throw the iguanas over the... Because why? Because they'll step on the landmines?
There was a motion detectors or something. I don't know. Who gives a shit?
That's right. We're here for Freddy versus Jason. Little trivia. Their billing is alphabetical. They share top billing, but it is Freddy versus Jason because they decide to go alphabetical. And Voorhees starts with a V. And Jason, what's his last name?
Kruger.
R. Enjoy Freddy vs. Jason.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in